You did a wonderful job using various time expressions in your sentences. It's great to see you practicing different tenses and contexts. Let's take a closer look at a couple of areas where you can improve. Block quote expandable. One area to focus on is the verb tense consistency. For example, in the sentence, "Their grandmother was in the hospital at 20 past 11, it's correct, but when you say, "He will be at the railway station at 10 to 10, ensure you're maintaining the future tense throughout. A correct version of the sentence would be, "He will be at the railway station at 10 to 10. This keeps the future tense consistent. Remember, when discussing future events, use will for all subjects. Here are some additional examples. She will go to the concert next week. They will visit us tomorrow. Now, let's enhance your vocabulary. Instead of repeatedly using was or will be, consider incorporating more dynamic verbs or phrases. For instance, instead of saying she was at the bank, you could say she visited the bank. This adds variety and makes your sentences more engaging. Another option is to use idiomatic expressions. For example, instead of saying he was at home, you might say he was hanging out at home. This phrase gives a more casual feel and is often used in everyday conversation. These small changes can make your English sound more natural and lively. Keep up the great work. Joy and Tasca.